Thanks for your Hooters love and support during these difficult times. We'll always be here to offer a welcome escape from this crazy world with our amazing Hooters girls and fun-loving atmosphere. We know it can be tough to get out with friends and family these days, but don't worry, we've got you covered. It's fall, the game's on, and there's nothing better than Hooters to go to pull it all together for a great time. Hooters, our place or yours, we'll make it fun. Visit originalhooters.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is presented by Hooters if you are in the greater Tampa Bay area. As I am, there are 11 original Hooters brands locations to serve you. I thank Hooters for their continuing sponsorship season to season of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I also want to thank Sean Sullivan, who is a player in one of our podcast leagues again this year, for hosting the One Podcast League draft on the showroom floor after the dealership had closed at Bill Curry Ford, going back to before the National Football League season began, and also offering the, as I call it, $1,000 bounty that he surprised me and all owners with that night before the draft for the champion of the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy 2020 League. He is defending his money as an owner in that league as a common contestant, just like Ben Stein in the old days when Jimmy Kimmel was a sidekick on Comedy Central's Win Ben Stein's Money. You know what? A lot of game shows have come back because you can do them quicker, less expensively, and with social distancing, although the new look of The Price is Right is regrettable. Just a thought. Jimmy Kimmel, I know he's involved with Millionaire, but if you still know Ben, any chance we can get, I don't know, 10 new episodes of Win Ben Stein's Money? Ben can still do it, right? He's older now, but always a smart guy. Anyway, thanks to Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford. Thanks to the original Hooters brand with 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area to serve you for their continuing support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, I make weekly visits with the great Gil Alexander, usually on a Thursday or a Friday during the football season, to talk 10 minutes or so of fantasy football on his show, A Numbers Game, on the Vegas Stats and Information Network out of Las Vegas. So tune in for that. I am indebted to Gil for the nice things he says about my work and has for some time, and just the platform he gives me to talk fantasy football, because I doubt it's done that much on VEASAN or even on Gil's show. So tune in for that. Just did the segment earlier today. It is now late Friday afternoon, and I'm getting ready to hit the road for Orlando to see an old friend tonight. But wanted to crank out a fantasy football podcast to get one out there for you for the weekend and remind you that if you have any questions on starting lineup, rosters, waivers, trades, matchups, just want to vent some frustration about a player who's not producing and let me talk you back off the ledge, or I'll jump over it with you if I own the same player. It's ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. The keyword this week you need to get my attention so I respond to your email. Sorry, Greg. Greg's one of my golfers. Greg and I play in a league against each other. He's got to be very careful what he asks me. I haven't responded to his email yet. He'll get a text message instead. And he beat me last week by allegedly 2+ points. At one point, it was less than 1 point, and then it recorrected to 2+ points. He deserved the win. It's a pigskin is the keyword for week 8. Pigskin, put it in the subject line of your email or in the base of your email somewhere so I know you're an active podcast listener. Please, please email me any day but Sunday. Sunday, I just don't have time. I know your questions are time sensitive, so get your questions to me for Sunday's games. By the time you go to bed on Saturday night, I have my own leagues, my own teams. I run golf tournaments. I'm watching games. I'm getting ready for games. I'm a homeowner. Any number of things happen in my life on a Sunday. So, for example, Joseph, who I play golf with in Las Vegas, who's a Raider season ticket holder, I think I told this story, texted me at 12:59 Eastern time to give him a second opinion on his two quarterbacks who were both starting play at 1 p.m. Eastern time. I like Joseph. He sounds just like Ron Darling, the former Met who calls baseball games on Turner. And I plan on playing golf with Joseph. I think it's his birthday when I go back to Vegas in a couple of weeks. Joseph actually killed me with the timing of that text. And I've since told him about that. So, again, pigskin is the keyword for week 8. Email me using that keyword at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Sort of playing off the previous podcast and my appearance with Gil earlier today, just sort of going back over a few things. The more and more I look at it, that James Robinson 2020 is Alvin Kamara 2017. Touched on this on the previous podcast. Kamara has been sensational this year. If you were smart enough to take advantage of him falling into your lap at pick 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7, probably not, but maybe 7. Look, I passed on Kamara in one of my drafts, but you know I pushed all the chips in advance on Derrick Henry and selected him in both of my leagues. One, I still own him. I did move him in the fire sale in exchange for Patrick Mahomes because I needed a big-time quarterback as a result of Dak Prescott's production being gone. But I didn't do anything wrong by selecting Derrick Henry, but in one case I did pass on Alvin Kamara, and Kamara is scoring at a slightly higher rate, and the touch count is amazing because he's being used so much as a receiver out of the backfield. But James Robinson's numbers, you know, Alvin Kamara was a guy you didn't draft in 2017. I and many of you grabbed him on waivers after seeing his touch count and his production in the week one, I think it was week one, or the week two game, or a combination of both, 4 seasons ago. James Robinson became that guy this year, although I'm sure there are some of you, and you can tell me who you are, you have no reason to lie, but if you drafted James Robinson as a running back 4 or a bench stash or, you know, just a lottery ticket in the late rounds, I commend you for the move. Someone I remember did ask me around the time we were all drafting our teams about Jaguar running backs. And I said, I'm accountable. I said, I'm sorry. I'm not scouting Jaguar running backs. The only Jaguar of significance to me is DJ Chark, who was one of the better waiver pickups last year and actually was a wide receiver that I and some of you could use in, say, a flex spot or a third wide receiver spot, or as I play, a wide receiver tight end flex spot instead of a mandatory tight end. But James Robinson has been RB3 going into week 8. A lot of rushes, a lot of catches out of the backfield. Doesn't seem to matter that the Jags are a bad team. He stays on the field. And unlike Kamara back in 2017, Robinson plays more because there's no Heisman Trophy winner in front of him, which Kamara had in 2017 and 2018 with Mark Ingram before Ingram moved on to the Baltimore Ravens. Speaking of the Ravens, so I was just flipping through and I wanted to do a little bit more research before a couple of things that may or may not be in a future podcast. And one of those things was just sort of looking through my leagues and looking at the teams that have produced the most total points and the teams that have produced the fewest total points. And are there any conclusions I can draw based on who's on their respective rosters? Now, one in my foundation league, Kyler Murray is the quarterback of the first place team. And the quarterback of the last place team is Lamar Jackson. And this is something I got into with Gil a little bit earlier today on VSiN, and I touched on this podcast earlier in the week, that what Lamar Jackson owners expected when they drafted Lamar Jackson in the second or third round this year, Kyler Murray owners are getting instead. And look, the Ravens are a Super Bowl contender. And whether or not they get there and win it, I think John Harbaugh is one of the most, I always have these little lists in my head of most underappreciated or underrated head coaches in the big time sports. Barry Trotz in hockey, Eric Spoelstra in the NBA, John Harbaugh in the NFL. Now, all of these guys have won a title, but when you talk about the best in each sport, I don't hear people spitting them out in the first few names. And that's why they're on my list. I like all three. But if you're a Lamar Jackson owner, you have been sorely disappointed. You have not gotten the value. You went out there. You went on the limb, and you used a pick you could have gotten an RB2 or a wide receiver one with, and you went for the quarterback expecting to get those dual passing and rushing numbers, and they're simply not there. He's barely a QB1 at this point. And I'm sure you Lamar Jackson owners have toyed with the idea of, do I bench him? When I had the fire sale, I was offered him in trade for Derrick Henry, but James Conner was also in the trade. I was going to get Lamar Jackson and a replacement running back for Derrick Henry. Instead, I held out. And the only reason I held out was because the Ravens were going to go on their bye week, and then suddenly Patrick Mahomes presented himself. So I took Mahomes one for one for Derrick Henry. And I know on NFL Network, there's like this ongoing thing with Maurice Jones-Drew trying to trade for Derrick Henry on the NFL Fantasy Live show. Well, I've proven it can be done. And the one player who got it done was Patrick Mahomes, who I needed because I lost the number one player in fantasy at the time, Dak Prescott, to that horrible injury in week 5. So that's how the deal got done. But Kyler Murray's numbers are what Lamar Jackson's numbers were expected to be. And watching Murray engineer that upset of the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday Night Football, some of the creativity in the Cliff Kingsbury play calling, where I think this is sustainable is because, unlike in Baltimore, where there are multiple guys to run the ball in the red zone, and many are disappointments this year. Mark Ingram owners, not happy. J.K. Dobbins owners, not happy. Gus Edwards owners, I understand it, but really, we're talking about Gus Edwards here? Lamar Jackson owners, not happy. Yet they're still winning on the field, so it's a fantasy dilemma. But in Arizona, the guy running in the touchdowns is Kyler Murray. Even before Kenyon Drake showed signs of life and then got injured, Kyler Murray is the most dangerous guy in the red zone for the Cardinals. Using play action or scoring from the one, scoring from the 15, scoring on a bootleg from the 7, he's getting those scores. In addition to keeping plays alive and making big-time throws now with a big-time wide receiver in DeAndre Hopkins to go with Christian Kirk, who he got going against the Cowboys. Kirk also scored against Seattle. Larry Fitzgerald still doing enough. Living legend, Hall of Famer on the field for the Cardinals. Yeah, it's not I guess, ironic or coincidental. Well, it's not coincidental. When I look at my foundation league and I see the first place team has Kyler Murray and I see the last place team has Lamar Jackson, I'm like, well, that kind of makes sense because Murray is QB1. Lamar is not even in the top 10. And the owner that spent the pick on Lamar Jackson sacrificed the RB2 or the wide receiver 1 to get that QB, and the points lost as a result of that pick and Jackson's performance are why he's in such a hole, and we're past midseason and he hasn't been able to figure a way out of it, and perhaps why I offered him to me in trade even with a replacement running back for Derrick Henry. So, I mean, I owned Kyler Murray last year. In one of my leagues, I had Kyler Murray, and I used him quite a bit. And let's also bring up, and it was the ProFootballTalk.com site that talked about how Kyler Murray was avoiding as many sacks this year. And many of the sacks he took his rookie year, he took for huge losses. You know, just he kept turning around, going backward, going the other way, trying to keep the play alive. And it was a drive killer. And it would take Arizona out of position to it would hurt them field position wise, would kill the drive. There wasn't much good coming out of it. He's not doing that as much this year. It's look, there are some times where the defense has you figured out. Just take the incomplete pass, throw it out of bounds, we'll try again, or just go down. Just go down in that spot rather than turn around, run backwards, and then potentially lose another 5 to 10 yards. So there's less of that, which is good for the Cardinals and why they're a playoff contender, and good for Kyler Murray owners because it just keeps the ball more in his hands, keeps the Cardinal drives alive, less drive-killing plays. Only a second year, and a lot going good with him in Arizona. All right, so I'll just stop there, make this a relatively short podcast. And again, I welcome your emails for week 8. Get them to me before you go to bed Saturday night at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Remember to include the keyword pigskin in the subject or in the base of your email so I know you're an active podcast listener. All right. I appreciate that. Also, if you haven't yet seen my sports handicapping webcast where you not only hear my voice, but you actually see my face, you see my home, you see my kitchen and all the props that I'm using. The Identity Tampa Bay has given me a webcast weekly to talk about sports handicapping. And we talk about football games each week. We talk about Super Bowl odds. We talk about MVP, but we also talk about other sports. So if you're into fantasy play, you might also be into the spreads, the money lines, who's most likely to win the Super Bowl, who's most likely to win Coach of the Year, looking ahead to next year, who wins the Stanley Cup, who's favored to win the World Series, who's favored to win the NBA Finals. I cover all of that in a weekly webcast that is free for you online. The Identity Tampa Bay is a media website that gives me that opportunity, that produces it. You can find it online at theidentitytb.com, and you can find my webcast in the video section. So you can also just go to theidentitytb.com/ Is it backslash or front slash? Sorry, / videos. All right. I also put the address up there on my Instagram page at ToddWright2020. Or if you just want to send me a Facebook request, I post the webcast on my Facebook page each week. I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Also, I post a link to it on my Twitter page at ToddWright2020. So you might enjoy the webcast. I'm having way too much fun with it. And We're continuing through the Super Bowl at minimum with this webcast via the Identity Tampa Bay. It is weekly. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters, with also big support from Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next time.